So we, it is a short message, you'd be pleased to know. I think short messages are good. And we could spend more time with Jesus. I don't know if you've recently visited West Orton Vineyard Church and the website, but you may have come across a phrase or a quote, don't know what you want to call it, but I'll share it with you in case you haven't seen it. It goes like this. It's the actual quote and the phrase itself is something I've heard quite a few times in this church. If it wasn't for Jesus, we would not meet together. I'd like to read it again. If it wasn't for Jesus, we would not meet together. Now, this morning we are made up of many different people. And we're from completely, seriously, completely different backgrounds. Now, let's face it, if it wasn't for him, we just wouldn't be sat here this morning. Well, there'd be no reason to, would they? And we certainly are unlikely to be sat with each other. And it does, it poses the question, what would you be doing instead? You don't have to answer that, by the way. But it does. Now, Jesus' intention is that his church is diverse. It is that diversity that brings strength, but also challenges us. Now, that's the nice word. The other word that came to mind when I wrote this was, it's damn difficult. There's loads of difficulties when you bring people together with different backgrounds. And as a bunch of people, it's working through these difficulties and building, encouraging on our strengths. And that seems to be part of being church. Now, there are three ways that we can do this. The church's way, our own way, or Jesus' way. There's only three ways. Now, here's an interesting thought. If all three ways are the same, then we must quite literally be on fire for the Lord. Literally. I don't know if anyone's read Romans 12 recently, but it's part of quite an interesting, I use the word interesting because I mean challenging, a letter that Paul the Apostle writes to the church in Rome. And here we learn what it means as followers of Jesus to live like a community. And I say this with the deepest respect, not just on a Sunday. Suffice to say, it's a good read. I'm going to read a small part of Romans 12. And I wonder if you can imagine that this is Paul speaking to us today in West Auckland Vineyard. Just like he talked to the church in Rome with this letter. So I'm going to read Romans 12, 3-6. And I've chosen the Message version. I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me. And especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace, it's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us. not by what we are and what we do for him. In this way, we are like various parts of the human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as part of his body. But as a chopped off finger or a cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvellously functioning parts of Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other, or trying to be something we aren't. This whole section is about our personal relationships. It's our personal relationships with each other. And sometimes it can be misunderstood that it's about us doing. It's actually about how we are with each other. It's how we relate to each other. It's the quality of our relationships. Paul tells us that as a body at West Auckland Vineyard, we are connected because of Jesus. Our relationships with each other is never, and I'm going to say never again, never a substitute for the Lord, but our relationships with each other is enhanced because of Jesus. Only Jesus. In the Message version, we are posed with the question, but as a chopped off finger or cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? And what a question that is. I looked at this the other way as well. There are people not here today. It's quite difficult to read this. And may not return to this body in West Auckland. And that's for many reasons. To me, it feels like, to us as a church, like a toe or a finger has been lopped off. It feels like a part of the church is missing. We miss them because we love them. And that's because of Jesus. And that's the backdrop to this, that we move on in what Paul tells us. So back to the quote of the day. If it wasn't for Jesus, we would not meet together. Paul knew the challenges that the early church would face, where people with varying backgrounds come together. I mean, you can just imagine kind of a hot pot of all kinds of emotions going on. He was to stress that it wasn't about what we do. You know, Jesus loves us no matter what we do. When we mess up, he loves us. When we do wonderful things, he loves us. When we do the perfect job, he loves us. Full stop. Paul knew that when you get a diverse group of people together, just like West Auckland, things get a little bit difficult. Actually, it gets a lot bit difficult. So I don't know if that's grammar. You know what I mean, though, don't you? It is those difficulties that get in the way of us functioning as a body. This difficulty could be called a spirit, if you like. You could use another word, of competitiveness, where we measure people against each other. This can have a profound, when I use the word profound, this can have a profound effect, a massive impact on our confidence and self-esteem. And certainly impact the way we are with people we compare ourselves to. So, for example, in work, could be at school, at home, or with friends. In a society that says, we must achieve. We must achieve. Who measures our success by our performance. We might feel that we don't come up to scratch. Maybe everything you do is a struggle. And life feels like you're treading water. And then someone comes by who just naturally walks on top of the water. Ah! You might find that you compare yourself to people who have when you think you have not. You might listen to this and think, I'm saying, you sinners, stop envying others. I promise you, I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying, and I'm acknowledging, is that we all have insecurities, well, I do anyway, and they get in the way of our relationships in the body. And it comes from comparing ourselves with others. I'd like to give an example. I'm sure this doesn't happen in West Auckland Vineyard Church. Pretty, you know, let's see. But let's imagine a group of preachers, okay, going to a church conference. I want you to imagine that now, okay? They're sitting, listening, and annoyingly, the preacher is amazing. Their ability to communicate stories is second to none. Everyone is engaged. And do you know the worst thing is? They're proper funny as well. I'd like to think that each preacher listening is feeling inspired, but I suspect something else is probably going on. And you might read preacher, it could be anything. I'm just using this as an example. They may be comparing themselves to the preacher, which leads to any of the following and more. Envy, self-doubt, a sense of worthlessness, and everything else that comes on top. It is comparing ourselves to another that could get in the way of us functioning in the body. It literally is a barrier. It is a barrier to our relationships with others in Jesus. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, warns against this. He quite literally warns against it. Now, from a kingdom perspective, whenever we come together, Jesus calls us to view things very differently. To view things from the perspective that each one of us belongs to all the others. Now that's tough going, to think like that. It requires us not to focus on our insecurities and ourselves, but through cooperation and learning, we focus on the body of Christ with Jesus at the center. I mean, I've mentioned this word before, but a buzzword in society at the moment is diversity. But we forget this. Diversity has always been valued by Jesus. Always. And there's nothing new there. God created us to be unique. Each person is different, and each person is equally important. Galatians 3:28 goes like this. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And we can add to this. There is no short or tall, blue-eyed or brown-eyed, curly hair or straight hair, barista and barrister. That was difficult to say, that one. Or West Aucklanders and Childerners. I do apologise if I've said that wrong. or bishop is. We are all equally valued in God's eyes, and we are all equally important. Seriously, we are all equally important in the body of Christ. At different times, we all might feel insecure. We think that we are not important in church, or that we are not needed. No one would miss us if we weren't here. Actually, the reverse is true. Every one of us is important and would be missed and are missed and continually to be missed. And as I said, this is a plea, really. I'll be honest, it is a plea. That if anyone is feeling like this, please find somebody this morning to pray about that. I know we say this a lot, but Jesus really does love us. He really does. Church at Staunton Vineyard is moving into a new season. God is calling us to encourage and strengthen each other. And as the body of Christ in West Auckland, it's important. Important in readiness for his plans for West Auckland Vineyard and for the area. Please will you continue to keep praying for that.